Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, I was just telling my producer, I print out all these stories, and there's no way on God's green earth that we can get through them all in this little hour, this short hour, because it's not a full hour. And again, I want to thank all of you. I didn't get any mail today, but I got a notice on Facebook where, in my email, where someone had sent a donation into the show, and I appreciate that so much. It helps whether you think it's a small donation or you're able to send a larger amount donation. Every little bit helps. Every little bit helps. And I am very, very grateful. In fact, I was praising the Lord yesterday for what I had received because it made a huge difference. We've talked a lot about pledges, and I want to get off on this a little bit. I have about four stories I want to bring to you. We'll see how quick I can get through them. But this one I want to take a little time with, and I'll tell you why. We hear an awful lot about pledging. You know, they made Trump and the candidates pledge a loyalty oath, not to we the people, but to the GOP, to the party. That if things didn't go their way, that they would stay and support the party no matter what. I was offended by that. And I'll tell you why I was offended by that. Because the party should be loyal to you and to me. And they are not. They are not loyal to you, and they are not loyal to me. And tomorrow I'm going to have Melody Cederstrom on, and we're going to talk about some of the economy. And a lot of this is done by the D.C. occupiers, occupying offices, and cutting deals. And the globalists. But I want to talk about pledge at the moment because I have an article, and it was written by Chuck Norris, where in New York there's a school, and they took it upon themselves, the teacher, and I'm sure she thought she was doing a good, noble thing. And she had the American flag, or a picture of. Well, let me just start. And this was reported by Hannity, so maybe some of you already saw it. I watched Hannity. I did not see this. But he reported on Friday. That's why, because I don't watch it on Friday. I take a quietus. I take a little time off. Kindergarten students from PS 75, which is a public school in New York City, they took part in a class project in which the children were made to create an American flag with the flags of 22 other nations superimposed over the stripes. Below the flag read these words, "We pledge allegiance to an international flag." This is something that's wrong. It may give you a warm fuzzy. Maybe you think, well, there's nothing wrong with that, Beth. They're teaching your children not to love their own country, not to understand what that flag stands for or what a pledge truly means. I quickly looked up pledge in the off the dictionary and on the computer. I just, a solemn promise or undertaking. A solemn promise. So what were those children promising to the international flag? It also can mean a thing that is given as security for the fulfillment of a contract. To commit a person or an organization by a solemn promise, the government pledged itself to deal with environmental problems. So yeah, that's been working out well. This is just an example in this dictionary. a promise, a commitment. So what they were teaching those children is either to commit to something other than their own country, or that a pledge really means nothing. Stop and think about that. It's important what we teach the children. It's important that we teach them things that are important, things that have value, friends, family. To be loyal is a rare and beautiful thing. You don't need to teach them to hate other countries, but to love and be loyal to their own. And to understand what the Pledge of Allegiance actually means. They could have done many things, but they didn't. This is what they chose to do. Well, it is also against the law to defame the flag. According to the Cornell Law School's website, whoever knowingly mutilates, defaces, physically defiles, burns, maintains on the floor or ground, or tramples upon any flag of the United States shall be fined under this title of imprisoned for not more than 1 year or both. And I'm thinking, yeah, and we've got them all out here burning the flag? Of course, the flag is not what we worship. The flag is a symbol only. And this isn't the first time that anything like this has happened. It says here in this article from Chuck Norris that in 2010, a 13-year-old Northern California student was told by officials from his middle school that he could not ride onto the campus with a U.S. flag on his bike. Things are so out of control in this nation. We don't know who we are. We do not respect the sacrifices for freedom and liberty. We don't have a clue anymore, people. So they sign a loyalty pledge. They make these candidates sign a loyalty pledge. That means nothing on the other side. There's no real contract if it's one-sided. It's more of a extortion. And in 2014, it said here that another California school officials ordered a student not to wear the U.S. flag with a shirt with the U.S. flag on it. It goes on and on and on where they diminish, maybe not defile, maybe is not the right word, but put down, punish somebody for showing love to this nation. There should be nothing wrong with that. Instead, the teacher could have. She could have taught them what the Pledge of Allegiance actually meant. And I thought about that, and I pulled this out, and I'm not going to have time to get through it, but I'll get through it on the next segment. And many of you have heard it, and I don't think you can hear it enough. It's so very, very simple. And it's recited, it was originally recited by Red Skelton, a comedian who wasn't afraid to stand up for values, for family, for love of country, and for God. And I will bring this to you after we get back from this break that we're heading into here in about another minute. But these students were told to pledge to an international flag. And they said in this article, they said in their explanation when they were caught on it, it just had Spanish-speaking countries on it, but it didn't. It had the Russian flag on it as well. It superimposed other countries' flags on top of our stripes, those red stripes that stand for the blood of many who died for liberty. We're going into a break. I will accept calls, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm kind of on a tyrant. I'm on a little rant and a rave, throwing a little fit. And if your children are somebody that's being submitted, told to say a pledge of allegiance to an international flag, you need to be upset as well. A teacher that has no more respect for the blood that was shed for this nation, for all that has gone through. I mean, the good, the bad, the ugly. I mean, we've had some times in this nation, and we're a young one. But we're confused. We're a confused people. We don't know who we are. We don't teach where we came from. I have a timeline of the revolution. Excuse me, I sneezed. I have a timeline that I shared 2 years ago on July 4th. And one of you listening left a message on my phone thanking me with tears in her voice. I never knew. She was a naturalized citizen. I never knew. Our children don't know. They're not being taught. And if you would like that timeline, I will be happy to send it to you to share with your children and your grandchildren. I kept it. And I will send it to you. I had it in the pen. I want to share this. This is from Red Skelton, one of my favorite old comedians. And he said this is what his teacher taught him. Because they recited the Pledge of Allegiance, and I'm not sure that they do that anymore. But they cited the Pledge of Allegiance, and the teacher thought it was becoming too familiar to them and that they didn't understand what it meant. And so he explained it to them. He broke it down like this. I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity, allegiance, my love and devotion to the flag, our standard, Old Glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there is respect because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts freedom is everybody's job. Of the United States, meaning we have all come together. I'm sorry, of the United. The next one is states, individual communities that have united with pride and dignity and purpose, all divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, which is love of country, of America. And to the Republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. Government is the people. And it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people. For which it stands, one nation under God, meaning so blessed by God, with liberty, which is freedom and the right of power to live one's life without threats or fear of some sort of retaliation, and justice. The principle or quality of dealing fairly with others for all, which means it's as much your country as it is mine. The Pledge of Allegiance. It's not just to the flag of the United States of America. It's to the memory of those who sacrificed, and it's to the future for those, so we can secure liberty. He says the time to reflect about the rights and freedoms and responsibilities we all have simply are being America, simply for being American citizens. And the next time we say the Pledge of Allegiance, remember the true meaning of the words and be thankful we call America our home. The teacher could have taught something like this, already written out in a lesson plan for her. But she taught the children to take a pledge to other countries instead of to love their own. Instead of to honor the sacrifices of others. Instead of to understand what a pledge means. A pledge like our founding fathers made. Not a pledge like the GOP is demanding. But the pledge that our founding fathers made. And I'm going to repeat that. We have counted the cost of this contest and find nothing so dreadful as voluntary slavery. Honor, justice, and humanity forbid us tamely to surrender that freedom which we have received from our gallant ancestors. We cannot endure the infamy and guilt of resigning, seceding generations to that wretchedness which inevitably waits them, if we basely entail hereditary bondage upon them. We are, with one mind, resolved to die free men rather than to live as slaves. We pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors. That is a pledge that our children should be taught. When you talk to your children, there's something you need to teach them. Love. Respect. Honor. And that when you make a pledge, it means something. And that you respect where you are, you honor your country and your countrymen. I haven't done it in a while, but I have made a practice here recently in the last several months to send out a tweet every morning. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country. And I have sent out that pledge or that awakening. Patriots, awake, for your countrymen need you. You are needed. We are a republic. We can see that our nation is in turmoil. We can see that many are lost, like Alice, and as mad as the Hatter. And I'm going to read that Louis L'Amour quote out of that cowboy book one more time, because I think it is so now. It is so where we are now that we need to be reminded. You must remember, my friend, that if we leave the governing to others, then others will govern, and possibly not as we would like. In a country such as this, none of us is free of responsibility. That teacher had a responsibility that she shirked. The parents have a responsibility. You cannot count on a teacher to do it right. You cannot count on a Sunday school teacher to do it right. You cannot count on a neighbor or a babysitter. It is up to you at home to teach the children who they are and to respect. I didn't get to share this with you, I don't think. If I did, I apologize if I'm repeating it. But this came to me when we were talking about the parties. And it came to me on Facebook, and I won't give her name, but she said in the 1800s, the people became fed up with the establishment and destroyed the Whig Party and formed the Republican Party. Now the people are fed up with the corruptness of the Republican Party, and we need to form a new party. And she's a Trump supporter, so that's where she's coming from, but she says, I am committed to voting for him as a Republican nominee, third party candidate, or any other candidate. The establishment Republican and Democrat parties must be neutralized. They have become very powerful, and they are asking for pledges from you instead of pledging to you. I'm seeking out a new organization that's called the New Whig Party, and I want to talk to them. We're going to bring them on the air as soon as we possibly can. I'm going to be visiting with them soon. We've been chatting on the email. And I'm kind of excited about it. I want to hear what they have to say. Yes, we have Conservative Party, we have Independent Party, we have Libertarian Party, we have the Green Party, we have them all. We have a Communist Party. It's time that the power went back to the people. 877-895-5410. And we're moving on, and we will be right back.
Once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those weak trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Lisa, why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, a history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order on the website at csctalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website. Support our sponsors. Join the show on Facebook. Follow Beth Ann on Twitter. Contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
Have returned. Well, before I move on, and I wanted to move on here, but I'm going to go to John. He wanted to say something about the pledge. John from Missouri, how are you today, sir?
Fine. Doing pretty good. I thought of one place that they should have that pledge allegiance, and that's just ahead of any of those presidential debates.
Well, I know they do the Star Spangled Banner. I know they sing the anthem.
Okay, well, a lot of times it is not advertised. I mean,
they may not cover that part. Yeah. I don't know if they do it or not. They may not put that on the air.
I have not seen it, but now that don't mean they have it. But if they may have them say the Pledge of Allegiance to the it seems to me like we might get some more straight answers if you could.
Hmm.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know whether they know what a straight answer is or not.
They've been lying so long they don't even recognize the truth.
And also, I wanted to say, this may not be too popular, but I still feel it. I think we are having a funeral for probably one of the best first ladies that we have ever had.
I agree.
But he was married to a pretty common she was married to a pretty common president. Whenever he fired those air traffic controllers, from then on, while your wages started down. And the joke to the pilots union was he didn't let those scabs land Air Force One. And I'll quit on that note, and I thank you.
Okay. I just remember some of that. It was a long time ago, and I remember some of that. I don't remember it all in detail. I do remember it was, you know, a big deal. I do remember that.
If you recall, from then on, while your wages in Missouri and all across the United States has gone down, anytime they try to take biscuits and gravy off the table, why, it's a bad thing. In other words, cutting wages.
All right.
I'll be quiet and thank you.
All right. Thank you, John. I should have started the show with this, but I didn't, and I'm going to say it now. And I just saw this. It was floating around the Internet that March 8th is Woman's Day. So you're to thank a woman in your life for helping others or for helping you. And I don't know if the men, my producer just said, thank you, Beth. And I wanted to mention this for two reasons. Well, for several reasons. One is I know that there's a lot of women out there, and I know there's men too, but it has to be Women's Day, so get over it, that they do an awful lot for other people and not so much for themselves. So today, take a little time for yourself. And I also wanted to go through this because, you know, the Democrat Party is claiming there's a war against women. And maybe that's why March 8th is Women's Day. They want to emphasize women more. Well, I think that the war against women is the insulting that the Democrat Party slaps us down, making people think that all we think about is contraception and abortion. And that we don't have our mind on other things, like economy and jobs. Hillary will get up and complain about wages, that women aren't equal in wages, and yet it was discovered that she wasn't paying her female employees as much as she was paying her male employees. Now, there are other reasons for some of that, but at the same time, it's all rhetoric. I don't believe there's a war against me. I do believe I'm different. I know I'm different. I raised five sons, and so I was one out of seven people in the house. I was the only female. There's a difference. There just is a difference. Well, another reason I wanted to bring this up is Bruce Jenner. Bruce Jenner has come out. Now, somebody was talking about true conservatives. Let's talk, what is a true conservative? So Bruce Jenner's come out against Hillary Clinton, and he did this on his reality show, and that he has, and he just simply says she's not good for women, she doesn't care about women, she only cares about herself. She only cares about herself. She doesn't care about other women. Now, he's 66 years old. He was an Olympian, is an Olympian, a former. And he has this reality show where he's a star and told friends while on a business trip that the Democrat debate is the last place I want to be. So they're talking politics, apparently, on this TV, this reality TV show, which I do not watch. He says, but I'm open. We need both sides, and if we're unfortunate enough to get Hillary as our next president, we need her on our side. Although she won't be, she couldn't care less about women. She only cares about herself. That was the comment that he made. Now, he is a Ted Cruz supporter. That's who he's pushing for. And somebody asked him, well, which Republican candidate would be best on issues important to the LGBT? He goes, all of them. None of the Republicans are. He says, I hate trans people or I hate gays. They do nothing of that. I want driving economy so every trans person has a job. He's saying that economy comes before anything else. He says, people think, these girls think, which I thought that was hysterical, these girls think that since I've become a transgender, or he's just let people know, that I should be a liberal now. He said, but I haven't changed. I'm still a conservative. So I have to chuckle at that when everybody's pointing their fingers at Trump and anybody else. So he's not a true conservative. He's not a true. Well, I'll tell you what. Something I'm going to pull out tomorrow. You look at our economy. You look at what they've done in D.C. The D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals. Republicans, Democrats, and independents, and libertarians, and whoever else is elected up there. And you tell me it's conservative. Well, I got a big kick out of this. First of all, Bruce Jenner is not a female. He can dress up all he wants. He's not a female. Biology is still existing, even if they don't want to teach it in the schools. He said last month, Jenner told a group of students at the University of Pennsylvania that being a transgender in Hollywood is easier than being a conservative. I've gotten more flack for being a conservative Republican than I have for being a transgender. That's how mixed up and crazy this world is. And Clinton, I was going to bring this to you yesterday, and I left it in the studio so that I wouldn't forget to bring it to you today. Hillary Clinton doesn't think there's any basis. I just started to tell you about this yesterday when we ran out of time for indictments over her email scandal. Her email probe, server probe. And, of course, they've granted immunity to one of her employees, one of her aides, that set up the server. But Hillary doesn't think she's done anything wrong. I've been quite open and quite honest, she says. I've never lied, ever. Well, of course, she wouldn't think that there's any reason for a probe. Why do you believe she has such a loyal following when it is so obvious that she, and so it's so transparent, that she was either negligent or she was trying to hide something? If she was negligent, that was a pretty huge responsibility. Huge, as Trump would say, responsibility. That she didn't take very seriously and still hasn't, as she laughs and chuckles about it. She doesn't deserve to be president of the United States. Being female does not make her qualified just because people want the first female president. If that's all it takes, maybe some of us should run for president. Some of us women of the March 8th. I'm just kidding. I don't want that job. I'm busy enough. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
CJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I cracked up my producer when I did my Trump impersonation. He thought that was pretty funny. He wasn't expecting it, so I got a big kick out of that during the break. Anyway, we have Michelle from Missouri. Michelle, how are you today? Did we lose Michelle? I heard a click. Okay, we lost Michelle. Maybe she'll call back here real quick. I had another couple of stories, actually, that I wanted to share with you, and we are running completely out of time. So I'm going to save a couple of them for later this week. I want to tell you, since we are about out of time, I want to tell you about a story here that came to me last night from a listener. And it's about Malheur County, where the incident took place in Oregon. It says Sprawler Malheur County could soon be in the spotlight. Are you sitting down? Are you ready for this? This will explain a great deal. It will soon be in the spotlight as a mining hub or a battleground of uranium and gold mining interests versus environmentalists trying to protect its lonesome sagebrush landscape. Now, I want you to mull that over just a little bit. The Australian-owned Oregon Energy LLC hopes to mine 18 million pounds of yellowcake uranium from the southeastern Oregon High Desert 10 mile west of McDermott near the Oregon-Nevada boundary. The go-ahead to mine the so-called Aurora uranium deposit could bring up to 250 construction jobs to the county, followed by 150 mining jobs. Now, I just want you to mull that over for just a little bit. Somebody sent that to me, and they asked me if I knew that they had there was an issue about gold in this county where some of this took place. And I said, no, I didn't. Now, this is coming from Ontario, and it is coming from, I think it was an Oregon for Truth website. OregonLive.com was where this article came from. There's always more to the story than you and I will ever hear on mainstream media or Fox. Now, I've been upset with Fox, particularly Megyn Kelly, because of her rudeness to people she interviews. Now, there's no pretense about a battle between her and Trump. I won't defend him, and I'm certainly not going to defend her. But I saw how she treated Mr. Bundy when she interviewed him. She was rude beyond belief, and just like many, clueless of the ways of the West, clueless about the land, clueless about how it is grazed, clueless about how fires are managed or not managed. She was rude to Mr. Bundy, and that's when I truly was upset with her. I didn't really understand, because she started baiting Trump. And then he said something he really shouldn't have. But her professionalism is out the door as far as I'm concerned. So you won't hear these stories from the mainstream media or from Fox. Can't hear them from me unless somebody sends them to me, because I'm just one person. I can't keep up with all of it. But it's very interesting. I'm going to have CJ on soon and see what she has to say about that. And I need to get Mr. Hammond's good friend back on to see how things are going. I have a one-hour show. Can't do it all, people. But I'm trying very, very hard. I have an article here that I'm going to save for another day this week about a woman who went through an abortion when she was 15 years old. She's now fighting against abortion. I had started the Red Ribbon Campaign, and I have not kept that in front of you as I should. I have shirts. I have armbands. And I have ribbons. The ribbons, basically, I want to give them to you. I just have to have something for the making of them and the mailing. That's all. But the shirts are done with a red stripe on a white shirt. It has the emblem of an ultrasound picture of a baby. And it simply says, cries from the womb. We have an innocent we have several generations we have lost of good people who never had an opportunity for life. And in abortion, many lives of the women have been destroyed. It's a big lie to the people. It's an abomination in this country. And the fact that the Democrat Party and Hillary Clinton stand on abortion, knowing that the very foundation of abortion was about ethnic cleansing, and then dare they holler at conservatives and claim that we are racist when we are fighting to get that stopped. Look at the big picture. There's always more to the story than you will ever know. The fight against Trump, the hate against Trump from the GOP and the established Republicans, the rhinos, it isn't about Trump. It could have been anybody else that was an outsider. He's just loud and boisterous and rich, very rich. It's about you having a choice. It's about you having an equality. The parties both know that once we the people figure this out, that just like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, we had the power all along. Pun intended, their party is over. Their days of D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals are done. That doesn't mean Trump's the man. They don't like Cruz. There were several others they didn't like. But they see the anger of the American people, and they don't want you to have any other choice but who they give you to choose. And the arrogance they have now to say, well, we may be stuck with Cruz just so we could beat Trump. It's craziness. Everything we stand for here on CSC Talk Radio, I'm not going to tell you who I support. I haven't figured it out yet. I'm watching the big picture. But I have figured out that the GOP doesn't want us to have a choice. Unless it's who they choose for you to have a choice. We have to look at these things and the big picture. And we have to realize we the people need to stand together, stand firm, stand strong, and bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
CSC Talk Radio is making available 2 pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.